In the middle of the 19th century, the American West was still a vast and difficult region in the imagination of the United States. To many Americans living east of the Mississippi River, the West seemed almost endless, a world of mountains, plains, deserts, rivers, indigenous homelands, scattered settlements, military posts, mining camps, and distant possibilities. The journey across it was not impossible, but it was dangerous, slow, and expensive. Families who traveled by wagon faced months of exhaustion. Merchants had to gamble with long supply routes. Soldiers moved with difficulty. Letters could take weeks or months to arrive. The nation stretched from the Atlantic to the Pacific on a map, but in daily life it was not yet truly connected. The Transcontinental Railroad changed that reality more dramatically than almost any other project of its age. Before the railroad, crossing the continent demanded patience, courage, and luck. The famous wagon trails of the Oregon Trail, the California Trail, and the Santa Fe Trail carried thousands westward, but they also revealed how difficult expansion could be. Travelers faced disease, river crossings, broken wagons, food shortages, severe weather, and the constant uncertainty of distance. A trip from the Missouri River to California could take 4 to 6 months. Sea routes were not necessarily easier. Some passengers sailed around Cape Horn, a journey of nearly 14,000 miles that could take half a year, while others crossed the Isthmus of Panama and risked tropical disease before boarding another ship for the Pacific coast. The West was connected to the rest of the country, but only through hardship. The railroad promised something different. Speed, regularity, and a sense that the continent could be bound together by steel. The dream of a railroad to the Pacific emerged long before the first rail was laid. Visionaries, engineers, politicians, merchants, and newspapermen argued that the United States needed a transportation system that could unite its expanding territory. After the Louisiana Purchase, the Mexican-American War, and the acquisition of California, the nation controlled the continental empire, yet control on paper did not guarantee control in practice. California's rapid growth after the gold rush of 1849 made the problem even more urgent. San Francisco became a booming port, miners poured into the Sierra Nevada foothills, and new wealth flowed from the Pacific coast. Still, California remained separated from the eastern states by thousands of miles of difficult terrain. A transcontinental railroad would not merely carry passengers, it would carry mail, troops, goods, political authority, and a new understanding of national space. Among the strongest early advocates was Asa Whitney, a New York merchant who believed a railroad to the Pacific could redirect global trade through the United States. Whitney imagined American rail lines carrying goods between Europe and Asia faster than traditional ocean routes. Others saw the project through different lenses. Western boosters wanted investment in settlement. Politicians wanted national unity. Military leaders wanted faster troop movement. Businessmen wanted markets. Expansionists saw the railroad as a physical expression of manifest destiny, the belief that the United States was destined to spread across North America. However, the idea faced major obstacles. The route had to cross plains, mountains, rivers, and deserts. It required enormous capital. It also raised a deeply divisive political question. Should the line follow a northern, central, or southern route? That question became entangled with the great sectional conflict over slavery. Southern politicians generally favored a route that would pass through the Southwest, strengthening Southern influence and linking slaveholding states to the Pacific. Northern politicians preferred a more northerly or central route that would benefit free states and northern commerce. The debate became so intense that progress stalled for years. The Gadsden Purchase of 1853, which acquired land from Mexico in what is now southern Arizona and New Mexico, was partly motivated by hopes for a southern railroad route.